is Pizzagate. Let that sink in for a minute. Jeffrey Epstein is Pizzagate. 10 years ago, Pizzagate was by far the number one trending topic on Twitter. But the claim of pedophile elites who preyed on children was so insane that Pizzagate was shrugged off as a wild fever dream of a conspiracy theory. I was the first mainstream reporter to dare give the facts surrounding Pizzagate. My corporate career was destroyed over it, so what? My professional reputation was obliterated, that wasn't fun. And I wasn't the only one. Anyone who dared to suggest that this might be true was blacklisted, shadow banned, or thrown off of social media. But then, just days ago, the largest dump of Epstein files revealed what some of us have been telling you for a decade, that Pizzagate is real. Not that there is a pizza parlor at the center of a child trafficking ring, but that child trafficking rings run by some of the most powerful people in the world do exist. Tonight, I want to remind you of what I told you then and compare that to what we have now learned. Pizzagate. It became a major story weeks ago when an armed man decided to investigate a D.C. area pizza place for himself. This man right here, he carried a rifle into a pizza parlor and then fired it at the floor. Media is telling you the entire story is a hoax or fake news. But what does that even mean? I spent the last month investigating. So what exactly is Pizzagate?
Well, the story that came to be known as Pizzagate did not begin with a rumor. Nor was it created by Macedonian sheep farmers, as CNN actually once claimed. It began with WikiLeaks, authentic, verified emails taken from the phone of the chairman of Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, John Podesta. Those emails were real. In all these years, by the way, no one has actually disputed that. Inside those emails were communications that struck a lot of people, not just online commentators, but researchers and former law enforcement, as unusual to say the least. References to pizza and to pizza handkerchiefs and to maps, to private gatherings involving powerful people, some very bizarre stuff. In fact, the first people to draw attention to those emails were a group of self-proclaimed pedophiles on 4chan and 8chan who claimed that Podesta was using the same terminology that they use to speak encoded language. And in researching those emails, I found a 2010 entry into Urban Dictionary. It's still there, by the way. It confirms that cheese pizza is a commonly coded term for child pornography, CP.
I want you to see these images here. These are the images. Notice this one on the end, the triangle. That image signifies something called boy love. The pizza place next door to Comet Ping Pong Pizza, Besta Pizza, well, this was their logo until only a few weeks ago. Clearly, you can see that the Besta logo actually contains the same image, I'm going to show you again, as that boy lover image. Interestingly, after Pizzagate investigators pointed this out, Besta Pizza changed their logo, and there it is now. They removed the triangle.
Yeah, 10 years ago, I was called a dangerous conspiracy theorist and a madman for claiming that pedophiles and possibly even pedophile elites might use coded language, even though it was online pedophiles who said that's exactly what they do. Which brings us back to this new Epstein release, because in it, the word pizza is mentioned 911 times.
All that's right. So that is the great Ben times. Swan making his triumphant return, I guess you could say, to Pizzagate, the story that really made him famous and ruined his life for a while. And, of course, you know, we'd been talking about this. We covered Pizzagate at the time. But it's a little different than when we do it. And I think the real crime of Ben Swan was showing everybody what it would have looked like if the mainstream media did its job. I mean, he was a mainstream media reporter for a local news outlet, I think in Ohio at the time. And he just did a thing where he looked into stories that other people didn't look into. And he treated it just like he treated every other story. And it was an absolute bombshell. And you can just imagine if the rest of the mainstream media had that level of commitment to the truth. And don't forget, Ben Swan really first blew up because he exposed the way they cheated Ron Paul out of the presidency. So he's been in this for a long time. It's good to see him vindicated.
I'm an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot and a journalist and a pundit and analysis and a futurist and a father and a guy who loves God. Influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And influencers are people that use rhetoric without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globalists call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer, it just shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs. And ladies of the night, to quote Waylon Jennings.
Back, folks.
No spin, no surrender. This is Harrison Smith on The War Room with live streams firing on X and band.video.
Share those links, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to do something special here for this segment. I'm going to play a long report that I put together using clips purely of people involved in the Jewish diaspora, including Benjamin Netanyahu and Jonathan Greenblatt, and people who typically are portrayed as being on opposite ends of a political spectrum, in fact, copying each other word for word in their unified push to take over the world. So we're going to go to that. It's a long video called The Eighth Front that I put up on X yesterday. I really would love if you would share it. I worked really hard on it, and I think it tells a very good story. So we'll go to that in just a second. I do want to do a couple things here. I want to remind you we will be opening up the phone lines in the next segment. I'll take your calls in the last part of the hour. But also encourage you to go to thealexjonesstore.com. I cannot tell you how fantastic it is, personally, just purely out of my own, you know, for my own benefit, having an outlet like InfoWars that I can tell the truth on and not be afraid that some corporate interloper is going to get mad at us and shut us down or anything. I mean, they are shutting us down. We will be shut down, but we'll survive regardless. I mean, we've already won. It's amazing being a part of this organization that has victory secured and has secured victory for the world if we all just, you know, get on board with the exact agenda that Alex Jones has been laying out this whole time. So I cannot tell you how wonderful it is to be able to just speak the truth without fear. And hopefully we can be a model for more people into the future. And if you want to support us in this mission, this singular mission to simply hammer out the truth, regardless of who wants us to stop, we won't stop as long as you go to thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison, if you want to let them know who sent you. Today is your last day to take advantage of the introductory sale for Mind Fuel. Mind Fuel is an incredible nootropic drink. It comes with a bunch of little bottles. Each little bottle is like a day's supply. And, you know, it's like the name brand time-oriented energy shots, only it doesn't taste like chemicals. It doesn't make you crash because it's full of caffeine. In fact, it has no caffeine, has no sugar, but it has incredible healthy energy from nootropic sources. Clean, fast-acting liquid format that actually tastes very good. You don't have to, you know, drink a chaser with it like you do with some of the other name brand energy shots. No, this shot is actually delicious. It's designed for daily use, work research, long days, and high focus moments. It provides clean mental energy without jitters or crashes, helps improve focus, clarity, and mental drive. It supports sustained performance when reading, thinking, or going live, and leaves you feeling alert, calm, and in control, not overstimulated. So with no caffeine, it means no dependency, no spike and crash cycle. It works for everyone, not just gym users or STEM junkies, although gym users will appreciate it. It's easy to take, easy to talk about, and you definitely feel it. It's a true secret weapon for mental performance under pressure. And get it now, and you get a free bottle of Atomic Defense along with it. So do not wait. That sale ends today. If you want to try the new nootropic energy shot from thealexjonesstore.com, Mind Fuel, get it today, and you get that free bottle of Atomic Defense along with it. thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison, if you want to let them know who sent you. Now, I'm going to go to this video. It's a little under 15 minutes long, and then I'll comment a little bit on the other side. Your phone calls in the next segment. But I put this together. Most of the videos are from within the last year or so. They are taken out of context with, you know, in full admission, just because I don't want to get sued by some of these people. If they're like, I didn't actually say that. Well, you did. You just maybe didn't want it to be portrayed in this way. But I'm very proud of this. And I really, really would love if you have an X account, if you could go retweet it, if you want to download it and upload it yourself. I really worked hard on this. And I'm not benefiting from it. I just really, really, really want people to see this because I really think it sends a message that needs to be received. So just out of the kindness of your heart, if you can find it in your heart to click the share button, I would really deeply appreciate it. Now, here it is. It's called The Eighth Front, Israel's War on Reality. You can find it now on my X account at Harrison H. Smith. It's the pinned comment. Let's watch.
I think there's another revolution coming. I tend to steer it along with the achievement of a broader peace. When history is within reach.
So what Israel is fighting here is not merely a seven-front war, but an eighth-front war.
For the Jews against Rome.
Rome and Jerusalem clashed over values with a great tragedy for the Jewish people.
Well, we lost that one.
We have to win the next one. But the new Rome, the United States,
Jews against Rome.
We stopped playing defense and have moved to offense.
The weapons change over time. You can't fight today with swords. That doesn't work very well.
But we need the kind of genius that manufactured Apollo gold pagers and infiltrated Hezbollah for over a decade to prepare for this battle.
But we have to fight with the weapons that apply to the battlefields in which we're engaged. And the most important ones are the social media.
Because the next war will be decided based on how Israel and its allies perform online as much as offline.
This is the Eighth Front, the disinformation campaign.
It is actually this Eighth Front where our enemies believe they can actually defeat the Jewish state.
This is the kind of ingenuity and inventiveness that have always been a hallmark of the state of Israel, that have always been a characteristic of the Jewish people. I know we can do it.
A lot of this is done with money.
Invested billions and billions of dollars in the information battlefield.
Money of NGOs, vast. Money of governments, vaster.
We prohibit harmful stereotypes about Jewish people, such as claims that Jews control financial, political, or media institutions.
You're damn right we're going to cancel them and deplatform them.
We monitor them online, social media, messaging apps, video games, cryptocurrency.
Hitler admirers, Stalin admirers, Jew haters.
Podcasts, short-form video, Wikipedia, LLM.
American haters, Churchill haters.
We monitor these people and we share the intelligence with the FBI.
You think your stupid little podcast is going to change the world like hell it is?
Social media, this is the new battlefield.
You don't get to wrap your psychotic, mental, unhinged Nazi.
We do not allow Holocaust denial and distortion.
And the most important purchase that is going on right now is
TikTok,
number one.
For every 30 minutes that someone watches TikTok, they become 17% more anti-Semitic.
So you have TikTok just smashing our young people's brains all day long with video of carnage in Gaza.
We really have a TikTok problem.
Because anything that we try to say to them, they are hearing it through this wall of carnage, and I sound obscene.
Anti-Zionism is just Jew hatred.
We made a change.
We updated our policies
to designate the use of the term Zionist.
To recognize that the term Zionist
as a proxy for a protected attribute
can be used as a proxy for Jews and Israelis
as hate speech.
Why can't Israel be doing some sort of, you know, counterintelligence?
Right now, the ADL is co-writing Sunday school curriculum.
Information warfare like this.
It's building the technology to train the LLMs more effectively.
Like a psychological operations in America.
As part of a robust framework to combat anti-Semitism, we have industry-leading policies designed with the safety of the Jewish community in mind.
You're right. We control the media. So what are you going to do about it? You're going to bitch on Twitter? Like, okay. Meanwhile, we're going to control more of the media.
And working with OpenAI, with Alphabet, with Anthropic, with Meta, with Microsoft, we are working with them now to train the LLMs.
We also have, I think, over two dozen Jewish organizations that are constantly feeding us intelligence and information.
So number one, we measure and track. Number two, we monitor and disrupt. We have a whole apparatus. I have 40 analysts working full-time, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, monitoring extremists.
Monitoring campuses, digital networks, activist groups, and public officials.
We have several PhDs on staff. We have a network of academics and scholars we work with around the country.
I've talked to the leaders of AI in the world, and you ask yourself, there's so many blessings in this.
But there could be a curse.
First thing a country needs to do is to unify all of their data so it can be consumed and used by the AI model.
We need to invest in intelligence to understand who are the anti-Semites, who's funding them, what's their plans, who are the leaders. And then once we have that, we can define who is an enemy we can attack.
You have to take all of your healthcare data, your diagnostic data, your genomic data. We have to take all of this data we have in our country and move it into a single, if you will, unified data platform.
Once we have all this information, we need to empower and mobilize an ecosystem of many organizations that we can incentivize them to work together, to share, and to fight against our common enemies.
Mobilizing millions of people, of allies, that are quietly by our side.
Citizens will be on their best behavior because we're constantly recording and reporting everything that's going on.
You know, anti-Semites, most of these people running around, we're not going to win their hearts and minds because they don't have hearts and they don't have minds. So, you know, how are we going to, there's no reason to think we're ever going to convince them, but we can deport them, we can put them in jail, we can make their lives miserable, we can cut off their funding.
You've got all these conspiracy theorists online going on and on and on about how, you know, if you try and say anything, if you try and do anything against Jews, they're going to come after you.
We have featured more than 1,000 anti-Semites.
And they're going to destroy you and take away your business, and therefore you have to be really, really scared.
These Jew haters have faced real consequences, including firings, suspensions, and expulsions.
And it's kind of starting to come true.
We will shine a light on you that will follow you for the rest of your life. When you look for a job, when you look for a spouse, when you look for a nanny, when you look for anything.
And I love that. I love it.
We remove hate speech against Zionists when these harmful stereotypes about Jews are invoked.
In the past 12 months, ADL's filed more lawsuits than in the prior 112 years.
Over the weekend, I received concerning news that I was being sued for $5 million.
Vicious, communist, racist, Jew-hating, Israel-bashing monster.
Defendant frequently posts anti-Israel rhetoric accusing Israel of controlling the United States and its politicians.
We at the ZOA will fight these dangerous and monstrous lies with all of our hearts and souls. No appeasement. No conciliation, only a war against this racist hatred of the Jewish people.
When there is a war, it doesn't matter who your enemy is. You need to destroy their offspring to prevent them from creating more offspring.
What you're trying to do is you want to corral your victim, but in fact, your countries are the victim. So you dehumanize a group of people in human society, and you prepare them for the kill, for the butchery.
A government can do in 2 months more than any organization can do in its lifetime.
The J7 is comprised of the 7 largest diaspora communities. We meet every other week via Zoom to share information, to share best practices.
And we're running everything all the time, from focus groups to attitudinal surveys to like randomized controlled trials to identify what interventions work most effectively.
Finally, we have meetings that are some off the record, some on the record, with world leaders, in which we share our community's concerns and call for action.
The entire education system in this country, from K through 12 in colleges, must be reformed.
But it's time to limit the First Amendment in order to protect it. Control over what they are saying.
Send their ass to jail. It's not complicated.
And quickly, before it's too late.
We're monitoring political Islamists and Christian nationalists, all of them. And then we train. We're the largest trainer of law enforcement in America. Extremism hate. We train 20,000 officers every year.
Try that again.
Here, because of the comments made online about the Jewish community.
We deeply value our partnership with law enforcement. We've been working with them literally since the FBI was founded in the 1930s.
Is that your account?
That guy who consistently calls for the death of all Palestinians. Mm-hmm. That can probably incite somebody to do something radical. That's all we're here to talk about. I would think to refrain from posting things like that.
We are going to have a whole division within the office of the Special Envoy to Combat Anti-Semitism that is going to work on technology.
We must take all of our technological expertise and all of our available resources to develop methods to launch and win a significant counter-information campaign.
The products of our technical capacities and sometimes technical and intelligence genius, and we're happy to do it.
The office is going to be revamped entirely to be one of the highest profile offices in the State Department.
Because it's not working. Too many young people have never heard of the Holocaust.
The only solution right now is for the governments to decide that all the Jews are a protected minority. That means that the government will be obliged to provide the security.
Upgrades to security. Jewish community shouldn't have to be paying for it. But we have to pay for our own armed guards? Are you serious?
To fund institutions, culture, and that everybody in Europe will learn about the Jewish contribution and why they should cherish Jewish presence.
All your synagogues, all your shuls, all paid for. Everything. Everything that you need is paid for. I, for one, as a Jewish leader, will no longer talk about anti-Semitism in isolation from Israel. It's what we want immediately, if you ask any Jew. What do you want? What do you want? No more protests. No more protests.
I'm not an anti-Semite. I just don't like the government of Bibi Netanyahu. No, you're a Jew hater.
Would a group be banned if it accuses Israel of genocide or apartheid?
If those criteria are satisfied, then that is the case.
Any candidate running for a seat in this building, whether for Congress or Senate, we will target them as they target us. Accordingly, we will start a fund to help their opponents.
Beginning already in Q1, hedge funds get set up in Israel so we become another capital of finance. I'll argue we will beat London within a short decade as a second capital of finance. It's going to be New York as a gateway to America, Hong Kong a gateway to China, Dubai a gateway to Southeast Asia, and Israel as a gateway to other parts of the world.
So we heard earlier about a goal to bring a million immigrants to Israel.
History has proven that when a country starts with allowing anti-Semitism, the results are not kind to that country.
I want to make a warning to somebody else, and that's American Gentiles. The minute your country is taken over by anti-Semitism, the minute you start to be a country that's not blessing Israel but cursing Israel, you have begun the process of shrinking and away from your empire.
And you can decide. You can stay here in New York in a declining empire, or you can come to Israel, which is part of the rising middle of the world, which is moving south and east. That's what I encourage you to do.
Our faith in the American project itself has been shaken. The only serious answer to this challenge is to believe again that being Jewish is the most important thing in the world.
When we're kicked out of America and America, you know, the whole thing is done, the whole American Jewish project is done, we're gonna be fine.
For decades, American society allowed Jews to live normal lives. This was a pleasant holiday from our destiny. The holiday is over.
The Western culture that stands against the Jews is going down. The West will survive only if it decides to love itself and if it decides to love us, the Jewish people.
The Jewish people are not normal. We never really were.
And now that Israel has turned the entire geopolitical situation on its head, our job in the diaspora is to leverage those wins and win here. Do to our enemies here what Israel did to its enemies there.
And to the world, I say this. History will not remember those who merely denounced hatred in polite language. History will remember those who acted.
This is a small bunch of wannabe Nazis. That's what they are.
Anti-Semitism is pure evil.
If we have to hunt you down the way they hunted down Nazis for decades, we will find your identities. We will find you. We will achieve justice.
I think we're at the cusp of a new age. Because I think that we will achieve the expansion of peace. I think that we are in a new age because I think that the possibilities of technology, with their risks, especially in AI, but with their positive benefits, are enormous in every field. I mean, from agriculture to health to transportation to... And I think that we are together. We can lead this and become not a secondary power, but a primary power.
All right, there you go. Find and share it now on my X at Harrison H. Smith, and you can also find it on YouTube. You can just search Moonbase Live. It's called The Eighth Front, Israel's War on Reality. And I'm just sort of tongue-in-cheek here saying I might get killed for posting this. But, you know, I have other people going, oh, 14 minutes of anti-Semitism. It's like, well, I didn't say anything, actually. Actually, that's all them just saying things and me just putting it in order, actually. So that's why I'm, you know, particularly encouraging people to share this around, because you really can't claim that it's been, you know, misconstrued. It's literally them telling you their plan. And essentially their plan is to tell every Western country, especially America, you either submit to total Jewish control, meaning that like First Amendment has to go away because you can't criticize them. They have to have censors in every big tech company. And like either you capitulate to that or like you're going to be destroyed. And I mean, they're the ones saying America's a dying empire and Jews, you're not American. You should be Jewish. I mean, that's what the guy, the Tikva guy, he's saying, you know, being Jewish is the most important thing in the world. He's signaling to American Jews, hey, be loyal to us, not your nation. So my message to American Jews is you're kind of the only ones that can solve this issue right now. Like, we kind of need you to be throwing all of these scumbags that you just watched out of your community and letting everybody know that you don't stand with them. Because everybody we just saw in that video is a despicable tyrant. And you should not be associated with them. And they want to use Judaism as a shield and as a weapon and as a lever to manipulate you and manipulate us and manipulate the world. Don't let them, okay? You can see what their, you know, intentions are. And according to them, America is a declining empire. Now, that's not because that's just happening and they're telling you how to respond to that. They're saying, we're collapsing America and moving to Israel, so you better come along with us and know where your loyalty lies. I think that's sort of treasonous, actually. Actually, I think that's a pretty despicable way to be, and you don't have to stand for it, and you shouldn't stand for it, no matter what your race, color, or your creed. I think we should all be against what we just saw, which was just how the very many ways that private-public partnerships can be used to wield blackmail or the force of law to silence opposition to a giant criminal cabal that has spent the last 2.5 years murdering as many people as they can in Gaza, which is why I kept going back to that thing. And one of the things I noticed as I'm editing hours and hours and hours of this stuff, there's no like virtue that they're putting forward. There's no like, you know, we have to do this because, you know, peace on earth and charity and generosity. It's all just, we have to protect ourselves. We have to fight for ourselves. We have to stop people criticizing ourselves. There's no higher goals here. There's no higher values. All of these people are just, they want pure power. They want nothing other than, you know, to be celebrated and honored and listened to. They don't justify it with any corresponding virtue. It's all just selfishness from these people. So you can reject that. Everybody can reject that and understand that they're weaponizing the Jewish population for themselves, not for the wider Jewish community. Share that link, won't you? It's on YouTube as well.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you've heard about methylene blue. Well, we have the best. 7 years ago, my medical doctor told me, get on any USP-grade methylene blue. Just buy it online. So I did. Really didn't feel anything. My wife felt some energy. I knew it was good for my mitochondrion cells and the telomeres and things, but I kind of forgot to take it because the results weren't that dramatic. Then my main sponsor, Bigley, almost a year ago, said, try this. We have true USP medical grade out of Florida. This company actually makes it for the medical system, but they're letting us buy it and put it out. Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. 15 minutes after I took it, I felt electricity through my hands and body, surging energy. It was actually kind of scary. Then it peaked in about an hour, and then no letdown. You can take this stuff and go to sleep. My workouts got better. My clarity, my focus, it's really been crazy. So, you know, the news and information we cover is super accurate. You know, the guests we have on have track records of being super accurate. I don't promote anything that isn't bona fide and real. So for all of you that have been on the fence out there, believe me, you're missing out if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com and get our Ultra Methylene Blue. It is simply insane. I've given it to almost every guest that's come in on the show. I forget sometimes. And every guest has had from dramatic to insanely incredible results while they're still on the air for an hour. So here's some excerpts of what they had to say about it. You took Methylene Blue about 30 minutes ago. Are you feeling it?
I think I am. I feel it in my head and neck, too. My brain's going really fast. I really like it. I'm going to have to get on this stuff.
Here, show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it. Unlimited power! Oh! Yeah!
It kind of gives you like a boost of energy. It's not like an energy drink where you get the jitters or like you're just ready for the day and you're never going to sleep. It's more so like it clears the brain fog where you're actually, you know, able to focus more clearly.
You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
With Methylene Blue, I do notice that it does seem to give me more mental energy.
You totally feel the difference. I use the bottle you gave me. It's great. It totally makes it, you can feel it. It just keeps your energy level up and plateaued without bonks. So I love it. I used the bottle you gave me, and I came back to Austin just to pick up this pump.
Well, you can always get it at thealexjonesstore.com, but we'll certainly give you all you want. We also have the capsules.
With this, it's like in your head where you're like, you can feel it. Your body's a little tingly, but you're just more aware of what's going on.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the War Room. We're going to open up the phone lines for your calls. And what we're going to do today is I'm just going to try to get to as many calls as possible. So we'll open up the phone lines now. The number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. Taking your calls now. We'll get those in as quickly as possible. And when we do, well, usually what happens is people call in and there's sort of a back and forth, or they'll bring up something and I'll respond to it. I'm going to try not to respond too much, because what ends up happening is I just end up rambling for a long time. We don't get to that. So I'm going to go to your call, get your comment, say thank you for the comment, and then go on to the next call. So obviously the calls are about Jeffrey Epstein. What do you think about what's been revealed from Jeffrey Epstein? Have we missed anything? Is there anything that we haven't covered that you think we should? What do you think about Trump's response? Give us a call. The number again, 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. Now taking your call. So we do have some breaking news that has broken while we've been live here that I want to share with you. For one thing, it's been revealed that Todd Blanche did not notify the White House when he removed Ed Martin from Weaponization Group, even though Trump personally hired Martin for the job. On Monday, the Gateway Pundit's Christina Lila reported the Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche fired Ed Martin as chief of the Justice Department's Weaponization Working Group. This was first reported by investigative journalist Paul Sperry. But then apparently it's been revealed that Todd Blanche did this without the approval of the White House.
Deputy AG Todd Blanch did not tell the White House he was removing Ed Martin from the Weaponization Working Group after he told Martin he was dismissing him as director during a December 10th meeting at the DOJ, even though Trump personally appointed Martin. And of course, Alex broke this down thoroughly on his show today, and you can find a link to that on X or at the article on Gateway Pundit. We also have some very good news here. The American Society of Plastic Surgeons has recommended against gender transition surgeries for youth, becoming the first major medical association to do so. Congratulations, folks. We have one major medical association willing to acknowledge basic human biology. It's a revelation. It's a watershed moment, folks. And we should all celebrate this return to basic reality. Megatron Ron on X, Tel Aviv is making intense efforts to prevent an agreement between the Iranians and the Americans, which I'm not exactly surprised about, but that's very interesting when in light of the fact that we shot drones, Iranian drones out of the sky earlier today. That sort of goes along with what I was saying. I think Iran's kind of getting sick of just endlessly being menaced and is thinking if we can just get an agreement with the U.S., we'll be fine. But of course, Israel does not want any agreement whatsoever between Iran and the U.S. They want Iran destroyed by the U.S. So they'll try to prevent any sort of normal relationships between our two countries. And I'll just say, in light of the video we just showed in the last part, the question that keeps running through my head is, if Israel will use America to destroy Iran, will they also use China to destroy America? I wonder. Republican Senate Leader John Thune says they will likely not use a standing filibuster to pass the SAVE Act. He says there would be too many ramifications if they did. We can't get our own party to pass voter ID, then what is the point of voting Republican? That's a great question. Question we keep lacking an answer to. And finally, James O'Keefe has come out with a new hidden camera report. Caught on hidden camera, FBI official admits Minnesota fraud investigations will result in zero arrests. Saying, quote, "I don't think anybody in the daycare fraud criminal scandal will ever go to prison. We, the DOJ or FBI, are just going to point somebody by the time the case is done, even being looked at and ready to go to court. Trump won't even be in office anymore." They also say that Kash Patel is not good at his job, that Patel just wasn't ready, basically laughing at him for being incapable of getting the FBI to do what they should be doing. How funny is that? This is now the seventh FBI or DOJ officials that O'Keefe Media has caught on hidden camera in the last year, admitting the same reality. No arrest, no urgency, no accountability. Why does it take a hidden camera and a night out with a complete stranger to get the truth? Our system is broken. The American people deserve better. Yeah. Yeah, we do. No, we really do. No arrests likely coming. I mean, it's not exactly a surprise. But then again, anybody even tangentially involved, I watched a little bit of the video during one of the breaks. And, you know, the guy is saying, well, you know, they're financial fraud cases and they're so complicated. It takes years to even bring a, you know, a case to court and blah, blah. It's like, okay, but if all of them involved are on visas, if all of them involved are foreigners that are either naturalized or asylum seekers or just immigrants of any sort, then you can just kick them out. I mean, you don't have to go through the whole process of proving everything about the crime they committed. I mean, suspicion enough is enough to withdraw the gift that we gave them of citizenship. They don't have that by birth. They don't have a right to citizenship. And when they become citizens or when they enter our country, certainly when they become citizens, they take certain oaths. But anybody coming into our country to apply for any sort of visa has agreed not to engage in criminal behavior. And if they have, or if they've covered it up, or if they benefited in any way from it, then you don't have to treat them like an American citizen who deserves a trial and a right to defend themselves in the Fifth Amendment. These are foreigners that are just robbing from us. They're just plundering. I mean, you think of them like Viking raiders plundering, you know, foreigners and then escaping back to their home countries. I mean, that's what they're doing. You don't need to treat them like an American committing crimes against a fellow American. These are foreigners committing crimes against all of us collectively. Collectively, they can be punished. That's my take on it. With that, we got to your calls. Actually, actually, I'm going to forget to do this if I don't do it now, because I got to remind you one more time that nootropic energy shot Mind Fuel, which is just tastes great, incredibly powerful, no caffeine, no sugar, super healthy, great energy, no crash whatsoever. It's called Mind Fuel, and you get a whole bunch of these little shots, and they're extremely powerful, but there's no crash. You're not going to get a headache like you might from some of the other energy shots. Again, we've taken the concept of like the five-hour energy shot, and we've just made it what it should have always been: healthy, good, clean, pure energy, not some sort of chemical stew that just overloads you with caffeine and sugar to make you feel like something's happening. No, we got the real deal, folks. Nootropic energy shot Mind Fuel. It's from Optimal Human, which if you've tried any of the Optimal Human products, you know that they're the real deal. You know that they're legit and powerful. And so go now to thealexjonesstore.com. If you get Mind Fuel today, you get a free bottle of Atomic Defense, another incredibly popular and powerful supplement from thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison, to let them know who sent you. And you can save 50% off for life if you subscribe to things like Nootropic Mind Fuel, Nootropic Energy Shot, thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison. Methylene Red, also 50% off if you sign up for their regular deliveries. An extremely potent and powerful formula. With that, now we go out to the phone calls. James in California, thank you for calling in about why the Epstein dumpster fire. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Harrison. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. My comment is, what is the particular timing of dumping the documents now? I mean, they could have dumped it for last week, month ago, a couple months ago, or next month. But why now? Well, I looked at it this way. Today is the third-year anniversary of the East Palestine train derailment. Senator Vance was a Vice President J.D. Vance was a senator of Ohio at that time. There was an undisclosed Chinese spy balloon that was flying over Ohio at that time. If you go to crucifixfiles.com, crucifixfiles.com, you can see satellite imagery of this balloon traversing across. So to me, it may be delusions of grandeur on my part, but I've been studying this for almost three years now since the night of it. Something is hinky about the timing of it. I think Vance at one time knew about it before today, but not right at the beginning. And I think they may be trying to wag the dog and distract from, with the Epstein stuff, distract from the East Palestine train derailment, which is being completely ignored by the press. So that's all I needed to say. And thank you for your effort in the fight.
Well, fascinating take, and thank you for reminding us. I mean, just so much crazy stuff goes on. It's like the Chinese weather balloon and the East Palestine. These things in any normal, you know, time period would have caused like major upheavals, but it's just another story that most people forget about these days. So thank you for reminding us. Very interesting. The timing is, I don't know, baffling, because a lot of stuff's going on right now that could be distracting from. Sorry, I'm not commenting. I'm just going to your calls. Thank you, James, for the call. Baker in California. Go ahead. Line two, you're on the air.
Hey, Harrison, man. It's good to talk to you, not 5 o'clock in the morning, dude. So it's good to see you warm.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, no, dude, I was waking up early just to, like, listen to your show, man. But, yeah, dude, so what I'm worried about is, hey, what's going to happen? Like, what are the elite going to initiate in order to, like, prevent this from, like, getting to the general public?
Right.
That's what I'm worried about. And a lot of the conservative media, dude, they're not even touching this because of the Jewish thing. And it's like, I almost hate them more than, like, the liberal media, because the liberal media, at least you know your enemy, and they were forced to defend things that nobody likes, the establishment. But, sorry, dude. The reason I say that this whole Jewish thing is going to be the heart of it, because it really is, man. It's really going to be the heart of all this, because these people who, like, saying these are God's chosen people and we can't criticize any Jews, like, we're not even able to discuss this, man. Like, all these NPR moms and soccer moms who, like, are realizing the whole Epstein thing, like, you think the 14, 15-year-old girl thing is bad. What's going to – people's minds are going to shatter, dude.
Yeah.
When they realize that, like – Yeah.
No, go ahead. Keep going.
No, dude, when they realize that, like, human-animal hybrids are, like, eating and raping and torturing kids, like, how are people going to handle that? Like
– Oof. No, it's no, you're exactly right. And look, it is crazy not to be covering this right now. I mean, for the audience, look at who's covering it and who's not. Look at who's really reporting on this and who isn't, because this is a litmus test right now. And if you are covering, if you're not covering this, if you're claiming that that Jeffrey Epstein is a KGB spy, which is crazy on the face of it. I mean, it's crazy to say he's a Russian. It's even crazier to say that he's the KGB, because that hasn't existed since the USSR collapsed 37 years ago. So just insane. Anybody saying that is in on it, is what the conclusion is. Anybody who is not covering this in the media is in on it and is deliberately keeping their audience ignorant. And that you should be offended that they're doing that. So incredible stuff. Thank you for the call, Baker. Dean in Arizona is up next. Go ahead, Dean. You're on the air.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Nice to talk to you.
Thanks for calling in.
I told the screener that my background is special operations for 18 years. I have an 18 Zulu, an 18 Foxtrot, ASOP level 4 graduate. Wow. I've been directly exposed to just about everything you guys talk about.
Right.
With the exception of Epstein and all that stuff. There is no delusion occurring in the American population except the one they always refuse to pay attention to, period. Give the average American a smartphone and a social media page and they're happy. Cheap gas helps. This is dynamite, what you guys have been covering with Alex's interview for an hour and a half. I was riveted. I watched it all the way through. There's clearly, what do we used to call it? Optical validation. Mm-hmm. When you can look at somebody and look them in the eyes and listen to what they're saying and tell the difference.
Can you expand on that? Sorry, I'm not sure I understand that. What did you mean by that?
Optical clarity. It's when you listen to somebody speaking. It's taught at ASOT 3 and 4. You listen to them speaking or you read text and you're trained how to discern theory from reality from bullcrap.
Okay.
You guys would have it too. You've been around the media long enough. This is my first time calling into a show because I fly a really low radar. But this stuff today is worth supporting you folks for. I'm going to buy some of your stuff. I've used methylene blue. And it is exactly what you guys say it is. It is exactly that. I'm also a retired trauma nurse. I was an 18 Delta SF medic. And we use methylene blue, just like you had in your ad a little while ago. It gets into the neuroreceptors. And we used to use it to trace specific types of neural bleeds. And that was 15 years ago. But first time I used it, and I'm not pushing the products because I'm paid to or anything like that. You guys are absolutely cutting edge badass. Absolutely cutting edge badass.
Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. I'm getting ready to move to Pensacola, Florida. I've had enough of Arizona because it's way too much California that's moved here. The nature of traffic has even gotten worse in this little town of 13,000 people.
Well, yeah, Arizona.
That's not to insult anybody there. But,
well, you look at what happened on election night in Arizona. Arizona's got some problems, man. Y'all are a little too purple for my liking, too. Well, thank you so much for the call, Dean. Thank you so much for supporting us. I do hope people can go to thealexjonesstore.com. And the really beautiful thing is, just like, you know, we always say, I mean, it's as pure as you can get. We deliver the news. If you like what we do, you go to the store and support us, and we continue to do what we do. If you don't support us, we go away. It really is as simple as that. And there's no other ulterior motives. Like, it doesn't even make sense for us. Like, we have to sell you good products because we need you to come back to the store. We have to tell you the truth, because if you determine that we're lying, you're not going to listen to us anymore. Like, it's just as pure as it can be. All we have, and this is ironic because people think we have like a bad reputation or something because they've smeared us so much, but our audience knows our reputation is all that we have. Because if we lose our legitimacy with you, our audience, there's nothing keeping you here. There's no big corporate superstructure forcing us down everyone's throat. We're not Don Lemon, who was, you know, granted a position that he never could have earned. And you see that when he gets kicked out of CNN, nobody listens to him anymore. That ain't us, folks. We will not be here if you don't like us, if you don't find our information valuable, if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com, we go away. So thank you for your support. We really do appreciate it, and we do not take it for granted. If you know, our audience is actually hardworking people. TheAlexJonesStore.com/Harrison to support us. Thank you so much, Dean. God bless, and good luck on your move to Florida. I think that's a good move. Let's go to Rob in Scranton now. Rob, all over the country here today. Rob, you're on the air from the East Coast. Go ahead.
Hey, Harrison. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
The man is Jovan H. Pulitzer on X. He's also on Rumble. He is creating a hashtag, burn the voter rolls. That's it. Okay, hashtag burn the voter rolls. The Democrats, he explains in the video on his site, that they made voting part of the critical infrastructure. So Trump can do this. This is done. He can wipe them, make everybody prove you're an American, and then vote. You don't have to worry about any of these things. The machine, you know, what they do adding votes is all from the fake voter rolls.
Okay, so wait, let me get this straight. The Democrats said that everything to do with voting is now critical infrastructure, which means that it comes under the purview of Trump. If he wants to declare an emergency or something, then he could destroy the voter rolls, meaning he could wipe out all the records and anybody voting would have to re-register from the beginning.
You should have him on. He's been on Mel Kay, Steve Gardner, Cowboy Logic is the clip he has posted now. He's a real election expert. You know, he's a real dude. He invented the QR code.
It's not. Well, I don't know. Wait, so give us his account again.
Jovan H. Pulitzer.
Okay, we found it here. We pulled it up here.
He's
okay.
Got tons of peer-reviewed books and all that. The guy's totally legit. I watch him every morning. I always learn something. He's a real expert. You got to face facts, man. Lindell got no results. The only person that got locked up was Tina Peters. That was his team she shared her data with.
Right.
So you got to get on it right, guys.
Okay. Well, thank you for the suggestion. Well, I'll look that up. We have it up now. I'll look into it. Thank you for that. I certainly will. I mean, I'm open to anything. I mean, any creative solution to get, you know, something Trump can do. It's like just anything, guys. Come on, please. Let's go to Josh in Tennessee now. Josh, you are going to be on the air on line 9. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, man? I just got this nice-ass trench knife. Sorry for my language. But
you got one of these? You got one of these bad boys with the pretty lady on the side?
It's beautiful, man. It is beautiful. It's solid. It's steel. I'm thinking about attaching it to my shotgun, man. I would make a nice bayonet.
This would make a good bayonet.
Woo! I could pump action with the handle on it. Bam, bam. That'd be great.
That would be cool. That would be cool.
So how you doing tonight, Harrison?
I'm doing great, man. You know, just working. Just working here. Have you tried to throw it? Is it a good throwing knife? Do you know how to throw it? I'll tell you how to throw these knives.
I bought your daggers, though. Your daggers are awesome throwing knives, to be honest.
All right, so the big knife, the way you do it is you have it down by your side, and you flick it like that. You go whoosh, and it's about 10 to 20 feet. Lethal. Not at home. Don't do this at home. I'm kidding. Actually, don't do that. Don't throw your knife. Don't ever throw your knife. This is, I don't want to be sued for people trying to throw their knives. But it is very fun. If you're an expert, if you're in a circus, if you're in a profession where you can do that safely, I highly encourage it. Otherwise, absolutely not. I forbid it. Do not throw your knife. But you can get a knife at thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you for the call, Josh. Let's go to Tony in Texas now on the border. Go ahead, Tony. You're on the air.
Well, first of all, you know, Trump is kind of looking like, to me, the captain of the Titanic. And with all this Iranian stuff and this Israeli stuff and Epstein and waving the white flag in Minnesota, it ain't looking too good. My advice to him, Trump, turn that ship around and head back to port, because hitting that iceberg is going to be a bitch.
Yeah, what do we do about this, man?
Man, I don't have a clue, but it's very aggravating. I mean, the Insurrection Act should have been called a long time ago on what was going on in California and Minnesota. But we went up there, ran the border chief out of there, and sent somebody in and put the white flag up. And just like you said, they're out there stopping people with checkpoints now, like there's some kind of little Nazi patrol group running their papers. What kind of deal is that? Trump's letting them he's letting them get away with that crud.
It's totally ridiculous, and I know it's like cliche beyond belief, but I literally put the video in today of Gandalf freeing King Theoden. You ever seen the Two Towers? I mean, it's so like perfect as a as the imagery of what we're dealing with right now, where you've got this king, this guy who, you know, he's a good dude, but it's like he just has no idea what's going on, and he's literally being convinced his friends are his enemies. If you remember in Two Towers, they first run into Theoden's nephew, who has been banished because basically he was trying to free Theoden from the pernicious influence of his advisors. And so the advisors are saying, oh, he's against you. You know, I'm your friend and he's trying to hurt you. And I'm just seeing Trump respond to the Epstein list. I'm like, dude, you got worm tongues in your ears going, they're trying to get you with this list. You have to denounce it. It's like, no, dude, you got to wake up. You got to look at the facts and realize that you're the victim here, and you got to throw your enemies out on their ass and stop listening to them. So I don't know where we find our Gandalf to give old King Trump a smack in the head to wake him up, but he's being possessed right now. And I really, it's very iconic, this scene, for a very good reason, because it seems to reflect reality to a disturbing degree. And of course, you know, just like in the movie, you got the king's people who are supposed to be defending him. They think that the cure is the attack. They're trying to stop the guy who's going to free him because their whole world is so inverted. They think that good is bad, bad is good. Attacks are, I mean, it's just sad. It's very sad how we got to this point. We got time for one more call. Let's go to Inner City Rogue in Denver. On line six, he has an answer for us. What do we need to tell Trump? Let's go to line six. Go ahead. You're on the air. 1 minute.
Well, Harrison, you kind of almost nailed it. When it comes to Trump, basically he is under demonic possession, and that's what that is. He's, you know, if you look through history and you look in your Bible, you can see that there are kings appointed by God who were in favor of God, were doing the right thing, and then all of a sudden, for whatever reason, they started doing bad things and being deceived. And, you know, like a King Solomon, you know, whether it's the women that are around you or, you know, I mean, basically Trump's whole cabinet. I mean, he's surrounded by demons.
Yeah.
So that's really what needs to happen. He needs to be born again, and that's what has not happened yet. We gave him that benefit of the doubt after he got shot, but really what needs to happen is he needs to get born again, and so we need to get out there in the streets and force him to answer some questions.
Yeah, maybe Gandalf needs to be Alex Jones with a bullhorn. Maybe that'll wake up Trump like King Theoden. And I don't know. I think someone needs to sneak Trump a phone that has X installed so we can just hear this stuff without his advisors getting in the way.
I'm jacked up on the methylene. Blue is the best thing you guys have ever had.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
I started having seizures like a few years ago, and everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well. And
RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about methylene blue. I think everybody should know about it. It's changed my life.
I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it, and I was bad, really bad. So I ordered it, I started taking it, and boy, let me tell you something, what a blessing.
I do subscribe to the Methylene Blue. I feel better. I feel like I'm 25.
Like you said, I've been taking the Methylene Blue, and it is freaking awesome. I actually subscribe monthly now to it, and I got a couple other people that I work with. I gave them it, and they did the same thing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took
10 drops of the Ultimate Methylene Blue. Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now.
I must say that it does a damn good job.
Let me tell you something. I'm walking without a cane. I take one pill a day of the ivermectin with the Methylene Blue. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I am so blessed.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at theolitudestore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.